was a turnover. Current team has the ball now.
Looks like they're gonna go to the forwards again.
Far better it is to dare mighty things. Win glorious triumphs, even checked by failure, than to rank with those poor souls who neither enjoy much nor suffer much, because they live in a great twilight that neither knows victory nor defeat. President Theodore Roosevelt.
The BYU women's rugby team just won their first ever national championship. The road to their victory began almost 19 years ago. It's been a road full of obstacles, disappointments, and heartbreak, which makes the win all the sweeter. But the championship is more than just a win. It's a way to honor years of hard work and tradition. BYU women's rugby coach Tom Wanga and senior rugby team captain Ellie Peterson spoke with the Universe.
From 2000 to 2015, this team was driven on the back of the students. They fundraised themselves to support the team. They sacrificed a lot. Without them, the sport of women's rugby wouldn't be at BYU today. So in 2010, it was national news. We were scheduled for playing on Sunday, mistakenly by USA Rugby. We all know the story that that game was forfeited in the quarterfinal against Penn State. We didn't get a single dime from the university, but we fundraised to go to Florida. Played on Saturday, we won by a big margin, and then we forfeited the next day. After that tournament, lots of hearts were broken because, you know, there were seniors that played their last game there, you know, who could have won a championship then. Sorry. Still hurts me to this day. They played with a heavy heart that day. Still remember their faces. The sacrifice they put for the team. Straight after that, we, from the help of some parents, we bought a new set of jersey with stripes. It had women's Cougar rugby on it. We couldn't call ourselves BYU. And then in 2015, we bought our first set of jersey that stripes, that had the Y on it.
And run you, and she's tackled just inside the 10.
She probably ran like 50 meters though.
Rocky's form, scrum half. No.
My first semester, we were still a club. And then my second semester is when we transitioned to becoming part of BYU.
So in October 8, 2015, we became official BYU team.
It was so much different. Like, there was so many benefits that I was like so excited that we got, because we didn't have to fundraise. We used to go and work at like football games and basketball games, like doing concessions and things like that. We had to kind of like pay our way. And then when BYU stepped in, we didn't have to do things like that. And we could practice in the IPF when it was cold outside. And so it helped us tremendously.
And they wore that jersey for the first time against a Colorado team. We won convincingly that day. Team was hyped. You know, they were just proud to represent the Y. In 2015, I kept the jersey. With the help of the school, I had funding to, you know, to get them some good uniforms. But I kept the jersey. Kept playing it. We changed the other set. We had two other sets that was navy and one was white. I kept changing the designs on those other two. But this one stripe set, for as long as I coach at BYU, that design will never change. Because it represent the emblem of hope and sacrifice for those who have come before us. And I still remember them. That set was in use for almost For the 4 years, like 2015, 16, 17, 18, and now 2019. So this last game, last championship game, that jersey was handed out for the last time.
Yeah, it was obviously a very emotional day because it was going to be my last game. I actually got to wear those jerseys when they first came out because I was on the team then. And they were the jerseys we wore to our first national championship that we ended up losing 4 years ago.
So this final game, I told the players that they're going to write the final script on their jersey. They keep the jersey, take it home. Go frame it. Go tell your kids and your grandkids what that jersey meant. Hang it on the wall. Tell them that mom played in a national championship and was valiant and performed to the best of her ability.
When he told us that they were ours to keep after the game was done and we needed to represent those numbers well, it just really, really hit home for me just how important this game was. He doesn't just hand out jerseys. They're supposed to be there for a really long time. And so it was just, it motivated me. Rugby is unique because there's not a number that sticks with a person. You don't get to keep that number. That number will be passed on. And so I just remember the girls before me that wore this jersey that taught me how to play, that I just was so thankful for because I wouldn't be where I am without the girls that wore my number before me. And so they were definitely there with me that day.
It's similar to the parable of the laborers in the vineyard. You know, it's not about when you arrived in the program. It's not about what time. If you arrived in the 6 o'clock in the morning, or you arrived at 12 o'clock at noon, or the 11th hour. This team arrived at the 11th hour. The payment is the same.